Yesterday we talked about the hairstyles, the hairs talk about the life of Absalom. And then I heard Sister Chow try to share with us that we should pay attention to our dressing. Since she did not remind us for a while, then maybe we might neglect about it. Sometimes we feel like hairstyles, hair cutting is very minute, very small matter. But actually our little actions shows our heart. Our little habit might influence our own life. So probably you want to pay attention to the little stuff first. Therefore, Jesus Christ says that if anybody can be loyal in the small matter, he will be loyal in the huge task. One pastor shared with us that whenever he went to visit brothers and sisters, he will look at their living room first. How do they arrange their living room? Because the way they arrange their living room usually shows what kind of person they are, right? Like Jeffrey testified over here, the roommate has a picture with very little cloth hanging on the wall, right? And that shows what kind of roommate it is. That is a decoration, a small part of your life. So, you know, maybe when we are living in this world, something maybe you think is not important, but actually it really tells who we are. Who we are. Just by going to your living room, people can tell what kind of person you are. By the way you dress, people can tell what kind of person you are. So the hairstyle can tell the life of Absalom. Your dressing, how do you arrange your purse, tell what kind of person you are, as a matter of fact. So maybe we should pay attention to those kind of not as important issue, and we are able to do a good job in the future. In Absalom's, the event of Absalom pursuing his father, there are two people occurs in the story. These two people is the person that we shared yesterday, Ahithophel, right? Ahithophel. The other person is called Husai. Both of them are very smart person. Both of them are a very smart person. But after reading the story, it gave me a lot of impact. I make a topic called To Be a Wise Guy or To Be a Nice Guy as a topic because I do learn something from these two guys. I admire a smart person when I was a little kid. I still remember when I was in J1, I was thrown into a classroom full of, you know, quote-unquote smart kids, right? Some of my classmates really can read very fast. You read 66 chapters of Isaiah, right? For me, it took me 60 minutes to read it. For them, maybe 6 minutes. They can read, like, in Chinese we call it, one glance for 10 lines. 一目十行. They really know how to do speed reading, right? And sometimes I test them. Is it true you can read so fast, right? Because when they read, they simply, it's done, right? Okay, close the book. Let me ask you questions. And they can answer it. So I was so frustrated. How come you guys are so smart, right? It takes 10 times less effort for you to finish the task. And for me, so much effort, right? So this kind of concept, to be smart, this kind of concept always like impact me. I really admire those person. And even it influenced me after I get married. I pray to God, right? God, if you truly want to give me a son, right? I hope that my son will be a smart son. Okay? If you do not want to give wisdom to my son, please do not give me a son. That I was deeply poisoned by that kind of smarty concept. Alright, because I think it's really a lucky thing to have. But after reading the story, these stories, my concept is changed a little bit. Yesterday we talked about this guy, Ahithophel, can be very smart like God. His judgment was like God's judgment. And if you look at the history of the world, you can see we do have people like this. For example, when I was a little kid, my teacher told us there was a guy called Zhuge Liang. He was a very smart counselor. He helped a very weak country, and the country do not have too many weapons, arrows, right? How did he collect a lot of arrows? He can predict following day's weather. So he can tell that tomorrow morning is going to be a very foggy morning. What did he do? Then he used a boat, right? Put a lot of straw men on the boat. If you look at the straw men far away, it looks like real men, right? And he sailed a boat without too many soldiers, just straw men, to the enemy's territory. And enemy was early in the morning, just awakened, cannot tell it's true men or not, or fake men, so they simply shoot the arrow to the boat, right? And all the arrows come to the straw men, right? So he was able to collect a lot of arrows. And then when he comes to town, he sailed back, wow, he has a lot of weapons right now. That's how smart he was. And then, because when he comes to fight, he noticed that he cannot win in that battle because he lack of resources. So he think about one thing, right? He make the city empty. We call it 空城计. Make the city totally empty. When the mighty army come over, how come no resistance? Go into the city. Hey, oh, we have to be careful. There's a smart guy in the city. How come there's nobody over here? They think about it. They think this could be a trick, right? This could be a trick. Therefore, the whole army withdraw themselves. This is, again, they are smart person like this. For American people to attack Iraq, at the very beginning, people criticized that we have a bad strategy because the supporting line was too long, right? You go all the way to the heart of Baghdad, the heart of Iraq. This is not a good strategy because you cannot take care of the supporting line. Too many ambush when it comes to at the end of the army. But it turned out to be a very good strategy later on. American people was able to overcome Iraq within 3 weeks. This all talk about human really have sometimes has God's wisdom. Human can do a lot of stuff. But in the case of Ahithophel, what kind of suggestion he gave to people? He gave to Absalom really, really cool, efficient yet very ungodly, right? Again, went into your father's wives. This is so ungodly in the eyes of God. Again, just, when your father is weary and tired, just go and pursue after your father and kill your father. This is very ungodly, yet very effective method. So the Bible calls this kind of wisdom, call it earthly wisdom. Let's turn to James chapter 3, verse 13. James 3:13 to 16. Brother Joseph. Yeah.
But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth.
15.
This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish.
This wisdom is of earth. This is sensual and demonic, belong is of devil. Verse 16.
For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and
okay, so you can see that. The same wisdom, if you use it wrong way. When Ahithophel helped David in many ways, his divine characters are like Jesus Christ, as if he's helping the kingdom of God. It's heavenly, it's gentle, it's the good tools in the kingdom of God. But now he used the same brain, the same body to serve Absalom and give some very tricky ideas. Now it become it was of earth and of Satan. So the same wisdom, but it could be earthly and it could be from heavenly kingdom. It depends on how good we use it. If anybody uses wisdom, what is the consequences of Ahithophel? Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 17. 2 Samuel 17, verse 23. 2 Samuel 17, 23. Becky, would you please read? Your voice is louder, huh? The smartest person died in the stupidest way. Can you imagine that? Everyone who killed themselves, their destination is hell. He was the number one brain person, but have such consequences. I think there are two reasons why he got to hang himself. Number one, he is simply too smart. He can tell the future. As soon as Absalom denied his counsel, saying that, "Why don't you let me bring 12,000 people to go after your father, right? I will kill nobody but your father. From that moment after your father is died, the whole country will belong to you, right?" From that moment, but Absalom rejected. From that moment on, he knew that Absalom doomed. He will fail. If Absalom doomed, he will fail. How can he face David in the future? He did not know David. What will David do to him? So the best solution for him to do right now is what? Kill himself. Too smart to see the future, therefore he took the very drastic action. Second reason why he got to kill himself, sometimes a smart person is very hard to swallow the failure experiences. The failure, he cannot be rejected. You know, you can see that a lot of smart person, when you are in high school, maybe you are number one in your high school, when you go to Harvard University, a lot of smart kids over there suddenly figure out your expectation of yourself totally dropped to the bottom. At that time, you cannot compete anymore. You feel so frustrated. You cannot take the experiences of failure. Therefore, a lot of wise guy commit suicide at that time. Got to jump from the cliff of Stanford. There's another. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. There's so many famous stories, right? Which college was that? University. Oh, really? Harvard. Cornell. Yes, I'm talking about Cornell. There was a clip I overheard over there, right? So, again, smartest person, they are only very good sometimes in IQ, but sometimes they are very eloquent to deal with their own personal frustration. So, brother and sister, now it made me think that smartest is the most important thing to have. It made me think, again, not every smart person are like Bill Gates. Not everyone is like that. Judah was smart too, I guess. Judah was the person that entrusted with the financial issue by the Lord Jesus Christ. But what is consequences? I think Saddam Hussein was smart too, right? You think so? See his propaganda speech. Huh? When U.S. people tried to attack them, what did he say? When you see the American, right, stick their throats, right? This is very, I think he was a smart guy too, but what is the consequences? So, yes, people can be smart. Ahithophel can be smart, but that was his consequences, using it the wrong way. But another guy called Husai, he is quite different. Let's turn to Bible. 2 Samuel chapter 15. 2 Samuel 15, verse 32. 2 Samuel 15:32. Eric, brother. Eric.
When David arrived at the summit where people used to worship God, Hushai, an archite, was there to meet him. This was torn and dust on his head.
Verse 37, please. Okay, here comes another person. His name is Hushai. He was a very smart person too. Later on, we can tell. But the Bible do not call him a counsel or smart guy. The Bible always call him the friend of David. No matter where you read these names, right, always refer to as a friend of David. When David was running away for his life, wandering for his life, Hushai put on his sackcloth, mourn for David and talk to David. David, let me run away with you. See, a friend indeed is a friend in need. A friend in need is a friend indeed, right? So he's always like very compassionate to David's situation. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. Proverbs 17, 17. Aaron, please read.
Verse 17. A friend loved at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
A friend loved at all times. And Fusai is like a brother. He shows up at adversities. Aaron, would you continue? Please continue reading. Chapter 14, verse 20. Chapter 14, verse 20. Proverbs. Sometimes when you are rich, when you are in good times, many friends will come to you. Hey, help me something. Hey, give me a Coca-Cola, something like that, right? Everything is like free. You can call your friends for free stuff. But when you are broke, when you have difficulties, and you try to call your relative, would you please lend me some bucks? Maybe nobody wants to answer your phone anymore. So when people are poor, everybody like hate them. This is a very sad sentence, right, in Chinese. It says that if you are rich and you live in remote area, in the mountainside, your relative still visits you. But if you are poor and you live in city, nobody even knows who you are. 人在深山,富在深山有眼睛,穷在闹市无人问. Just repeat what I just said. It is true. When we have difficulties, usually people ignore us. But that is not Fusai. He'd rather run away with David. So Jesus says that you should love your neighbor as yourself. Then a person asks Jesus, who is your neighbor then? There are so many, who is your neighbor? Then Jesus gives a story. One sick person, sick on the roadside. A priest maybe too busy, passed by. A Levite, maybe he was too busy and he passed by. Gentiles, Samaritan, look at him. Then he has a mercy for her. He get down from his donkey and put oil and, you know, medicine on the warm places and, you know, put him on donkey and drive him to a motel, you know, pay the fees and help him with that. And then Jesus asks, do you think this three person, who is the friends of the wounded person? Of course, we all know the answer. Huh? So love your neighbor as yourself. Who is our neighbor? The one who truly can care for people. Other people's neighbor. So brother and sister, maybe we cannot be the smartest person in the whole world, but we always can be like Husai. When we were in Hawaii, a brother over here shared with us a story, right? Because we have a lot of kids flew from different islands. And one of the girls, she was a little bit, she was born with problem, right? She has problem to dress herself. And one day he was putting on her pants, and she has problem to put the button up, right? And there was maybe an auntie over there. Auntie was one of the relatives, I believe, and she was quite strict to her. How come you cannot do this? This is simple stuff, maybe something like that, right? And the girl didn't feel very frustrated, and one morning she just went, hysterious, right? Hysterious. Screaming, and nobody can calm her down. Very frustrated, right? And auntie was calling at her. Later on, a brother came over. What's going on with you? And the brother pointed the finger to the sky. Come on, look at the sky. How beautiful the cloud is. How clear the sky is. Just look at the sky. When the girl looked at the sky, for some reason, her cry stops. And the brother told her, don't worry. When you go back home, I will tell your mother, you know, don't give you a plan like this. It give you some plan with zipper, right? Zipper stuff. It's easier for you. A lot of people in among us, right? They are like these girls over there. They are crying for help. But at the time, we ignore them. We rebuke them. We think we are smarter than them. But actually, the most important thing for us to do at that time is be a nice guy. point them to the sky. Point them to the sky. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Hushai did not only show up when David was in need. He helped David in secret. David says that, Hushai, please don't go with me. We don't have time to read that Bible. You know that already, right? Don't go with me. If you go with me, it will be a burden with me. You know what? You go back to the city. You go back to Absalom, right? You serve as a spy, right? If Absalom do anything, he just come to report to me. Let me ask you a question, brother and sister. If you are Hushai, do you agree about that proposal? If I was Hushai, I would think about it a second time, right? If I stay with David, right? David have generals protect me, right? If I go back home, I was like a what? Like a lamb going back to the wolves, right? Just think about this. If I ask you, hey, brother Scott, you help me, right? You go to play a basketball with Shaquille O'Neal, right? If we win, I will win. If you lose, you will be killed. But in order to help me, please play basketball with Shaquille O'Neal. Would you do that? For him to come back to the city, actually, he's facing the number one people in the whole country. Yes, you know, Hushai was not a stupid guy. He knows that he can do something. But you are facing the number one, the VIP, in the whole country, right? Without protections. But later on, in order to love the friend, he'd rather help David secretly, serve as a spy. It is not easy, huh? The Bible also teaches us that when we help person, if you help person, we don't like our right hand nor the good deeds of our left hand. Meaning that we shall help people in secret. The Bible says that if we help people in secret, the Lord will reward us in secret too. Because again, we learn that the Lord is a hidden God. He always will reward those people who have a kind heart, helping people in their secret, right? So later on, even though it was a great challenge, but Hushai, who is the help of God, he was able to accomplish the task. Later on, if you read the story, the proposal of Hushai to Absalom, that was a really amazing, amazing counsel. So you already read the story, right? After Hushai come back, right? Absalom come. Then Absalom tried to think about, now, how shall I do with my father? Ahithophel came immediately. Yeah, just go and kill. Give me 12,000 people. And then Absalom, for some reason, he said, now, Hushai is a smart guy too. Let me counsel with Hushai. How did he say? How will Hushai suggest? If you read the suggestion of Hushai, that proposal is full of pictures. Hushai says, at this time, Ahithophel did not propose the good ideas. You know what? Your father right now is like a bear lose his cubs. Right? What will happen when a bear lose his cubs? Huh? Lose his kids, what were the bears? Sister Ruth just ran into bears, right? When a bear loses the cubs, he will get crazy, right? Going crazy, go to extreme. So if you go to him right now, you know, it won't be a good idea. Your father is a mighty man. He won't sleep with the people. He will hide into a pit or some places else, right? If your person go and attack David, even though their courage is as brave as a lion, when anybody got killed, the news spread out, they will be melted. So you hear about lion and bear right now, right? Then he continues to talk about it. You know what? My suggestion is that you shall summon the people from Dan to Beersheba, from the north to south, right? Collect them as the sand in the sea, like the sand in the sea. Then you go out, you direct them yourself, right? And when you come to them, you will be like the dew falling down from the mountain upon them. So none of them will be, what? Will be survived, right? If they were hiding in the city, what shall we do? All the Israelites will use a rope, right, to pull the city into the river. Not even a stone will left on that original city. Oh, everybody hear about that story, right? Whoa, this is wonderful. A wonderful story. You have bears, you have lions, you have like sand of the sea, you have the dews from the mountains. Everything is what? So magnificent, what? So majestic, right? Like all the dews, right? The sand of the sea. Oh, this fulfills the young man's heart. Yes, yes, yes. I will be a hero like that, right? Think about Absalom's heart. He is like he was craving for power. He was arrogant person. He liked to hear that kind of words, right? And Hushai just fit his needs. So later on, Absalom say, okay, I'll take your idea. That's about it. Guess what? A nice guy, the proposals actually truly This kind of inspiration, I think, is from God too, not only from his wisdom only. God truly rewarded him in secret, because later on he sent spies up to report to David. Tell David, David, go across the Jordan River immediately. You know why? You don't know. Maybe your son will change his mind later on. So just continue running for your life. Go across the Jordan River. Go to its side. These two spies were spotted. And later on, these two spies ran into a house in the yard, and they hide into a well and use a cover. A lady covered the well with what? With, how do you call it? With some kind of basket, and they spread some wheat on the basket. Do you read the story yet? See, later on, these two spies, life was preserved. Imagine that if these two spies were found out, what will happen to Huzai? Huh? You'll be killed, right? So again, God reward Huzai because he helped friends in secret. And God helped him in secret too. So brother and sister, again, we may not be the smartest guy, but we can always be nice guy. What is the final conclusion? The Bible describes these two persons. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles. Chapter 27. 1 Chronicles chapter 27, verse 33. Historian later on conclude the life of these two people. We call it Gai Guan Lun Ding. The final conclusion, comment concerning these two people. 33. Scott, would you please read out loud? One is companion all the time. The other is counselor all the time. One is a smart guy with all his life. He's coming as a smart guy with all his life. Yes, indeed. The other guy is nice guy with all his life. This is conclusion of these two people. So, brother and sister, do you want to be a nice guy or a smart guy? You want to be a companion of other people all the time, of David all the time? What is David? Again, David in many ways talk about the life of Jesus Christ. Do you want to be friend of Jesus all the time? How do we be a friend of Jesus all the time? Companion of Jesus all the time. Jesus says that if anyone obey my commandments, they are my friends. So if we obey God's commandments, we can be his friends all the time. When I was thinking about Jesus' life, right, I figured out Jesus may have very two close friends when he was on earth. One friend was Heavenly Father. He says that even though I was alone, Heavenly Father is always with me. Another very close friend is John, the one who lay on his chest, right? When Jesus was in need, John standing by the cross, and Jesus just talked to John, look at your mother. Right? And John already know what's going on. You can see that just by the looking of eyesight, they learn each other's hearts already. Later on, John was the person who are able to know the love of Jesus so deeply, know the mysteries in Book of Revelation of Kingdom of God deeply. Why? Because he's so close. He's so close to Jesus' heart. He is always a companion. Seldomly, he departed from Jesus Christ. He's a forever friend. So, brothers, again, let's try to be a companion of David, companion of Jesus Christ. You know what? There are many persons in the world. Their souls are so lonely. They got a lonely soul. How do we be companion of Jesus Christ? Jesus says that if you do not love the man you cannot see, how can you say you love me? So we companion to the little kids, little one. Be a companion to them. Then is a true friend. I share with you that Bob and I, we have chance to live in Brother Huang's mansion in Hawaii. I enjoy that 3 or 4 days because Brother Bob is a chef. served in a Four Seasons restaurant, so I enjoy delicacy over there. And he has a baby. He has a boy called Lobaga, 5 years old. And when we stay together, that little boy, you know, always like to hold my hand. Say, brother, let's go to your room. You know, in Hawaii, we don't call each other pastor or something, right? Everybody's brother. So the five-year-old brother called me brother. I was happy. Brother, he held my hand. Let's go to your room. I said, what do you want to do? Just go to your room. Okay, go to my room. You want to play with my computer games? I have a laptop. You want to play games, right? So I said, and I said, okay, you can play, right? You know, take your time. Play as long as you like. And I want to leave the room, right? And he said, brother, don't leave. I said, why? You play computer. But brother, don't leave, right? Okay, then I sit there for a while. But I'm really a little bored, right? A little bit bored. Right? I want to go out. And when I want to leave, right, he said, brother, read your Bible over there. Okay. Then I read my Bible over there. Now, I have a... When I think about that, right, five-year-old boys, he need companions. He needs someone to stay with them. Now think about it. How many people in our surroundings, they are spiritually five-year-old? We were at the retreat. There are many families over there. But one day, one of the sisters grabbed me aside and shared with me, you know what? People over here, they all have families, you know, they talk to each other. But for some reason, I don't feel like I can fit in these congregations. Huh? I cannot fit in. I feel so lonely over here. It is true, isn't it? You come to NYTS first day, second day, and third days. If you come here alone and nobody talk to you, how do you feel over here? And maybe there are similar persons out there. You know what? In this generation, technology are getting more advanced. But so for some reason, the hearts are so far apart. The hearts are so far apart, even though it become a global village right now. So let's be a friend to someone else. This is genuine love, I believe. Wisdom, wise guy, wisdom is a gift. A lot of time we can simply cannot, you know, if we are born this way, simply we have to accept it as who we are. I told you, I shared this with you. How come Solomon was so smart? Before, I only thought that because God gave him wisdom. It is true, God gave him wisdom. But again, I want to remind you that his great-grandfather was Ahithophel. Ahithophel, again, number one in the country, begot Elam, and then Elam begot Bathsheba. Bathsheba begot Solomon. And Solomon knew that wisdom is very important. Therefore, when God asked him, what do you like? He knew that I want wisdom. Therefore, God give him even more. The more you have, the more will be given to you. My father, my father-in-law is a principal in an American school. When I'm talking about my children, you know, help them, they can be smart person, right? My father-in-law simply tell me, you know what, this is not something you can hope or something you can expect. See, just go to school. He has so many students in elementary school. Some kids simply are so smart that they can spend so little time and they can achieve so much. So again, the Bible did not acknowledge that this is not a gift. Words of wisdom is considered one gift in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 of the ninth gift, words of wisdom. 智慧的言语. So this is something that, you know, given. But if you happen to be a very smart person in the whole world, you can compete. You are okay person. The Bible reminds us that do not misuse it. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 3. Solomon was one of the smartest person in the whole world, I believe. Maybe the smartest person in the history. But what does the Bible, what did he say about life? Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 3. Sean, would you please read out loud? This is Solomon's heart. He wanted to indulge himself with wine to please his flesh. But at the same time, he wanted to use his wisdom to guide him. What does he try to say? He wants to what? Have some fun at the same time. He don't want to lose in the pleasure. It means that if you drink wine, right, He won't drink a pack of beers. He only drink one bottle of beers, right? See how he feels, but he never get drunk, right? When he go to dancing party, he won't dance whole night. He will dance just for one song, right? To see how he feels, right? When he smokes, he will not smoke the whole pack of cigarettes. He will smoke two or three cigarettes to see how he feels, right? He wants to test it, to see the pressure of it, and at the same time, he wants to use his wisdom to guide him. He tried to play with what? Play with the desires. He was very smart. He can play with it. You know, a lot of smart person in the whole world, they think they can control something. They are in control. They can overcome something. But guess what? He played the snake too often. Later he got bited by the snake. You think we are smart enough to play a lot of stuff, but later on we will be bitten by that stuff. Solomon, later on, huh? We all know his future. He feels so empty because he departed from the Lord. He worshiped idols, following his wives. He played with idols later on. He played with that kind of game. Later on, he cannot help but control by his wisdom. So please, do not misuse if God give you wisdom. Make it heavenly wisdom. Do not make it earthly wisdom. Once upon a time, there was a sister. She was very gifted in testifying for the Lord. Very gifted. And after she finished that sermon, right? That testimony. An old sister grabbed her over and said, "Sister, you have gift, okay? But make sure you don't fall, okay? You might fall. Because Satan always likes to attack those who have gift, right?" And this sister was a newly believed sister. She gave me a call. She said, "Pastor, is it true that, you know, Satan will attack me because I have the eloquency or I know how to testify for the Lord? And because the old sister asked me, I have to be careful. If it's true, Satan will attack me. I'd rather not to testify in the future, you know. I don't want to do that kind of job anymore," right? But we share with her, yeah, wisdom or gift is a good thing if we use it right. We give her two examples. One sister has abundant gift. Later on, she has too much pride. She did not listen to the church. She went out of church to form her own church because she was gifted. The other sister has a similar gift. Can see visions, have a great power in her prayer, but she came a great help in the local churches. It really turned out to be how are you used by the Lord? Are you able to humble yourself? So I think those who have wisdom, it's not a bad thing. Actually, it's a gift, but simply do not misuse it. But again, at least not be a nice guy. Not let us be a nice guy. We figure out that all the wisdom comes from God. God is the source of wisdom. Even though we feel like we are lack of wisdom, right? But we have a willing heart. The Lord will continue giving to us according to our entrusted mission. And it is true. It is true. Let me ask you a question, brother and sister. When do you think Joseph was able to start to interpret dreams? When Joseph can interpret dreams? I think it is after he obey all the commandments of the Lord. He did not fall into temptation and he was locked into the jails, right? According to my personal imagination, my personal reasoning, when he was in jails, he must have thought a lot. Isn't that when I was a little kid, the Lord gave me two dreams? What does it mean? That these two dreams tell me that I will be a great person in the future. But who am I right now? What kind of situation I am in right now? He was put into the lowest part of the lowest part on earth. I think at that time he started to think about dreams. And then God give him that wisdom to interpret dreams at that point of time. From that moment before, the Bible never recorded that he was able to interpret dreams. Let me ask another question. When did Daniel start to interpret dreams? Yes, he was a nice guy. He was a smart guy, right? But interpret dreams is to know people's heart, people's brain. If I ask you, sister, do you know what I'm thinking right now? Do you know what did I dream yesterday? You'll say, "You're crazy. How can you ask this kind of question, right?" That kind of wisdom, when did Daniel start to have that kind of wisdom? It is after the king gave a decree saying that, hey, everybody shall come to me, right? You smart guys shall come to me. Tell what I dreamed before and tell me the explanation of the dream. And Daniel says that, come on, how come it's so hurry, right? That king knows that, give me several days. I will pray. I will ask God. Give me several days. He first in prayer, and the Lord later on gave him wisdom. So again, the wisdom comes from God when they say entrusted mission. Peter was a fisherman. How come Peter was able to fulfill so much stuff for the Lord, even though he cannot do too much, I believe. Even people was amazed. Those people are non-educated person. The only thing they did is that they was once a follower of Jesus Christ. How come they are so different now in the society? You know what? If you think we have nothing, but you continue following Jesus, the source of wisdom, the God's, which is source of wisdom, will always give to us whatever is needed for us to accomplish our mission. For some reason, the Bible gives us a concept that believers may not be as cunning, as smart as Gentiles. This is a very interesting recording. Let's think about from the other angle. Luke chapter 16, verse 8. Jesus says, give a parable, and then he make a comment. Verse 8, shall we have Sister Esther? This is very, when I first read this, I feel very, very strange. How come the sons of this world is always smarter than the sons of the light? When should we conclude this? 10:10? Okay. We will, you think about this, right? How come Jesus said that we are all stupider than outsiders? Do you agree with that? And no, you don't agree with that. Then why Jesus said this? Is it true or is it not true? What does it have to do with this topic? We'll share about this later on after you have exercised and you have a better, clear brain to come inside you. Some of you are a little sleepy. Huh? Let's pray in silence.